So then you move on in your life, director of business development, the official information company. What is that all about?
We sold TSF Communications in October of 1997. And the company, we actually was a buyout firm out of New York City that bought us, private equity firm. And they formed another company called the Official Information Company to hold the assets of TSF Communications that they bought. So at closing, I was given, as part of the deal, a one-year consulting agreement with them. And we all thought that was going to be one of those consulting agreements that, you know, the ex-CEO gets to basically push him off to the side and go home and don't worry about it. No, they put me to work. And I did acquisitions for them and new product development for a year.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, acquisition and new product, like for example?
Well, we bought a company in Germany, we bought a company in England, and we bought a couple of companies here in the United States that all related to what TSF Communications had before, were add-ons or complementary, theoretically synergistic. I've never really seen a good synergy, but that's everybody still wants them.
So then who was the owner then of the company?
Well, it was a private equity firm called Verona Sewler Partners out of New York.
Okay. But then something else happens to you beyond that. I think we got 1998.
98, yes.
Tell us what happens.
Well, I'd finished my consulting agreement, and just a few months before that, Ken Lackey, who was chief of staff for Frank Keating, the governor of Oklahoma, called and basically asked me what I was doing, and I told him I was about ready to finish up that deal, and he said, well, Howard, you got some money in your pocket now, you sold your company, it's time for a little public service here. So he asked me to come down and meet with Frank and talk through what opportunities there might be.
You're talking about Governor Frank Keating.
Governor Frank Keating, yeah. You know, eventually I ended up with running the Department of Commerce as his director and was on Frank's cabinet as his Secretary of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Talk us a little bit about what you actually did. What does Secretary of Commerce do?
Well, that's Oklahoma's statewide economic development arm. And on a day-to-day basis, it basically just means, you know, working with existing companies to help them when they need help with mostly state money that might be available, helping them with grants, helping them do that. We had a group that worked with the federal side to help them with money. But then when you talk about what the governor wants the Department of Commerce, it's all about getting companies in from out of state. And in Frank's case, that was a big, big deal. But he also focused on helping companies. One thing he did that no one else had ever done is we had a weekly breakfast with CEOs of companies in Oklahoma already and listened to what they had to say and what they wanted to do. But we also did a lot of traveling. You know, we went to California and New York, several international trips, all focused around trying to get companies interested in coming to Oklahoma. We planted a lot of seeds. For instance, Tulsa BizJet here, mm-hmm. which is a Lufthansa-owned entity. We met with Lufthansa three or four times. I met once with Mayor Susan Savage. She was over there trying to get them because they were interested in that. Mm-hmm. Then I met with them with Governor Frank Keating. So, and then about a year later, that happened. We also got a company, I don't remember the name, out of Taiwan, that came. I remember the international ones because that was the big deal. They went to Claremore. I forget what their name is. Mm-hmm. But it's a long process. Rarely do you just, mm-hmm. you know,
no.
go over there, sign a deal, come
right,
back.
Right. Well, that must have been interesting and fun for you if you could help existing companies in Oklahoma seek funding and all that. That must have been enjoyable.
It was fun. Department of Commerce, at the time at least, managed the statewide CDBG funds, the community block grant funds that larger cities like Tulsa and Oklahoma City, they get it directly from the feds. But then for smaller cities, the Fed just gives a lump sum to the state, and then it's up to the state to dole it out to the smaller towns. So I spent a lot of time going to small town Oklahoma, talking about what they need to do to qualify to get those funds. And that was interesting because, I mean, I'd been around Oklahoma, but not at that level and not that often and not that deep. And so it was really an interesting time.
I'm sure it was. Mm. But then you resigned.
Well, I didn't resign. I got bumped upstairs.
No. The governor appointed you for something else.
Ken Lackey, as it turned out, he admitted to me later, when he asked me to come down there, was not just seeking someone to run the Department of Commerce, but looking for a successor.
You didn't know you were being auditioned, did
right.
you?
Right. He was tired of government, and as all business guys tend to after a while. He wanted to come back to Tulsa, so he resigned in July, and the governor appointed me July of 1999. And the governor then appointed me as his chief of staff. We'd got to know each other on some travels and that sort of thing. I mean, I'd known Frank most of my life, but we never were really close. Mm-hmm. I was closer with his wife. Cause
Kathy.
I was in kindergarten through high school.
Yeah. So that was 1999 to 2003, I think.
Yeah, right to the end. I was Frank's third chief of staff, and when he offered me the job, he basically said two things. One, I had to agree to stay to the end of the term. He didn't want to change chiefs again. And then two, you are the only person that could tell me no.
Did you?
Yes.
Did he listen to you?
Yes, he did.
There were
only a couple of times. I mean, what? We want a story on that?
Yes.
We were scheduled to go to China. To one of these trips to look at companies trying to get an investment back in Oklahoma, and on our way to China, Frank had an offer and was going to make a speech in Seattle, and so we flew the state plane to Seattle, and obviously we're going to take a big plane to China. Frank did something to his back the day we were leaving, and by the time we got there, that speech. He was in horrible pain. He gave the speech basically hunched over the lectern, holding himself up with that. And then he came off and I said, Governor, we're going back to Oklahoma. He goes, no, we have to go to China. There are people over there waiting for us because there was a big contingent of Oklahomans that had gone before us. We were meeting them. I said, no, Governor, we are not. You are going back to Tulsa. Or back to Oklahoma City. And we turned the state plane around. We went back to Oklahoma City. And both the doctors, and in particular Kathy, said, thank you for bringing us. I don't know what we'd done in China with that.
Mm. Yeah. Did he have surgery or anything to fix it?
No, but he did have a lot of therapy.
Mm-hmm. So was that China trip ever made again?
It was again, yes, a couple of years later.